Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical with Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. Don't be mad at me. I took a 2-week hiatus off the pod, but I do feel like it was needed because ever since the beginning, I've told you guys that I really can only record when I have inspiration to record, if I feel like I have something to share, and I just can't post content that I feel like is boring. Like, I literally will record it, and if I listen to it back and I'm like, this will serve no purpose in anybody's life, I'm not going to post it. And I honestly think that's a good thing because I do take pride in what I do for my job. So don't be mad at me. I feel like everybody deserves a little break every once in a while. And I think with my job, because it is really creative and more unstructured than the typical job, it's kind of hard to take breaks on your own. And I think this is probably the longest break I've taken, even off of YouTube. And I have been taking more time off of posting on other platforms too. So I actually feel really great about that. And also, I'm excited to continue to post now because I kind of refueled myself. And I've always said the quote that I kind of have to disconnect to reconnect, especially to my creativity. So yeah, I will share a little life update throughout the segments from the week. If you guys are new, I'm going to do a Not Your Typical obsession, dislike, and word of the week. My obsession has been, actually, I'm going to start with my dislike just because it's like weighing on my mind a little bit. But if you guys have been around for a while, you know that my best friend Sydney lives super close to me, and she and I just moved next to each other recently. And I feel like ever since we moved by each other, it was like 0 to 100. We were just exactly what we needed for each other's life. So we spent so much time together, and she just recently moved last weekend to a different state, which I'm beyond excited for. I think it's going to be the best thing ever for her. If you're listening, Sydney, I love you. But it also is such a big difference in my life because I feel like I really leaned on her just like I would lean on my mom or my best friends in Arizona. And it just was really helpful that we had very, very similar routines and very similar career paths. And we just were like, honestly, many moving parts to each other's lives. So it's been already a really big difference not having her here. And I don't want to feel sad about that because I'm so excited for her, but at the same time I do feel sad about that, and it just does make me miss Arizona a little bit because I just feel like she was really similar to the community that I have in Arizona. So that was my pit of the week, and I'm just kind of trying to move away from that, especially because I have so many other amazing friendships here and I do have a community here just like I do in Arizona. So yeah, it's just hard when you move away from your hometown. That feeling of missing your hometown doesn't really go away. It just honestly I feel like it grows more and more every single week that I'm away from my hometown, especially because I fall more in love with California every single week and this starts to feel like home. So it almost makes me feel like Arizona is not going to be home for a really long time. I can't see us moving back home. So it's almost more sad. I think one thing just leads to another and another, and it's hard for me not to let that spiral keep going down and down. So that was definitely my dislike of the week, but I'm trying not to focus on it this week. It's a new week and I already feel so much better this week. I'm also coming out of my period week, which is always a more overthinking week, kind of a sad down week. So I know that I'm going to feel so much better this week. And yeah, my obsession has actually been off of the dislike, and because I've had a lot of time to myself, and even just after my family leaving, Sydney leaving, I have cleaned the house more than it's ever been clean. I've talked about this a lot on the podcast, but I'm not naturally an organization girl. Like, usually growing up, everything was just everywhere. And even the past apartments that we've had, I've noticed that every single year we get a little bit more structured with how we clean and how we organize everything, but it's never been perfect. Like, we always have a junk room, we always have a junk drawer. And you guys know from my last episode, we ended up getting a storage unit, which made the biggest difference. And we've continued to add stuff to the storage unit. Luckily, we got one that we can continue to put stuff in and it's not going to like overflow and then start piling up in our house and stuff. So yeah, I just honestly decluttered a lot. I went through my closet. I got rid of a bunch of stuff that I don't touch anymore. We donated stuff and I just really focused on cleaning out every single drawer and my closet and our junk drawers, our kitchen, which honestly makes me feel so much better. Not only in the moment cleaning, that is very stress relieving for me, but just throughout the past week being able to open a drawer and it just easily opens. I have all the clothes there that I want. Even when I do laundry, I feel like I used to be like, ugh, I don't want to go put this all away because I'm just going to have to smash it in the drawers and there's not enough room to put everything. So yeah, that felt really good. Highly recommend decluttering, maybe even just going through one drawer and next week going through another drawer. It's kind of like everything else, just starting small. And the more small things that you do, the more it adds up. And that's exactly how I feel. So that was definitely a positive from the week. And my word for this week is, well, it's going to be three words, back on track. And the reason why it's going to be back on track is only because I, with feeling kind of lonely and a little sad the past week, I think my motivation took a huge hit. And specifically my motivation with work, that's why I took a couple weeks off the podcast and also my YouTube channel, which I wouldn't consider fully a break because I do think there's so many moving parts with this job that even when I am taking a couple weeks off of the podcast or on YouTube, I'm still posting elsewhere and I'm still doing things behind the scene. But I did take a break off of sponsored content, like creating sponsored content and accepting deals with sponsored content. And it felt really good because it felt back to how I first started social media, because when I first started, I didn't think for a second it was ever going to grow into me making money doing this or having deals and brands that wanted to work with me. It was just waking up in the morning and sharing what I wanted to share, not having thought processes through anything, not having somebody's final stamp of approval, and just getting on and sharing literally without thinking. And I kind of got back to that feeling this past couple of weeks with not having any commitment to sponsors, and it felt so good. And I think obviously this is a job I'm going to always go back to working with brands I love, but at the same time I definitely want to incorporate more off weeks and more off months, because I think it's really nice for anybody who has any type of job, not only the creative field, to take those breaks and let yourself go back to the basics and have fun with it. Same thing with fitness. I feel like sometimes when we get in this routine and we have these huge goals, it's hard to not just feel very disciplined with it and structured with it. And you go into this mind of just like putting this different hat on where you're not really thinking and you're just going through the motions. And I've always said from the beginning that switching it up and doing something fun, maybe going with a friend, trying a different workout class, working out outside, doing pickleball, literally anything that's different than the normal routine that you do, it brings that fun side out. And that always helps my motivation. And I also, on the other hand of it, I never feel bad for myself when I don't have motivation, because I know that that's just how life is. There's going to be peaks, there's going to be valleys, and we need those off times. And when I find myself feeling low motivation towards anything, work, career, maybe my social battery's low, I just let that happen because we're humans and our emotions aren't going to be the exact same every single day. Especially as women, we go through so many different cycles throughout the month, and unfortunately it's very different every single cycle, and there's a lot of science behind that. You guys can look up the follicular phase, the luteal phase, the menstrual cycle. Our emotions do feel different during these phases, and I do want to do an episode talking about cycle syncing because there is a lot of science behind it, and it's not something that affects me directly with fitness. So in that term, I don't follow any sort of rules when it comes to cycle syncing. I do listen to my body, so intuitively sometimes I do take days off around my period, or I won't do high intensity around my period, and I loosely follow that sort of structure, but emotionally, I fully feel different weeks of the month, and I definitely lean into that. So I do want to get a dietitian on or somebody with a scientific background to talk about that on the podcast eventually, because I've already told you guys before in past episodes that I just don't have enough knowledge on the topic, honestly, to say this is something that I would incorporate in my life. But anyway, as a woman, I definitely feel different weeks of the month. So I try not to get in my head about, oh, why do I feel this way? Why is my motivation low? Because I know why. And it's helpful having that answer. So yeah, all in all, I feel great. And I'm just hopeful that this week will be better than last week. And also, whenever I say like, oh, I had a really low week, like, I don't want anyone else to compare to what their low is or what their high is, because some weeks are lower than other weeks. Some weeks are medium, some weeks are high. And yeah, we're all just so different and our emotions are different. And I'm a very sensitive person. So when I feel low, I can't really not talk about it. I just feel like I have to open up about it. So yeah, that's why I have a podcast and that's why I overshare. But let's get into the actual topic. I want to talk about when you do feel not enough or low, how I get out of that feeling, just because that's how I felt the past week. And I don't want to go into specifics about how I feel almost like second best or not good enough sometimes, because I think that's really personal and there's so many different ways that I think of this in my life. And I do think that social media is the biggest part of this feeling, and just feeling like there's always someone doing more, there's always somebody being more productive, doing better. And that's a really negative feeling. And I know that that's honestly not true, because everybody's so different that you are you no matter what. And there's a reason why people do tune in to maybe my podcast, my YouTube or Instagram, TikTok. And I just try not to let those emotions like make me quit. You know what I mean? But this can translate in so many other ways. Even if you don't do social media, maybe if you're dating and you just feel like you are always coming in second best, or you feel like you're not finding the person that treats you like what you want to be treated, and it can make you feel like, oh, is it me type of thing. So again, it can be translated in so many different ways. So I mostly want to focus on how I get out of that feeling. And the first thing that I want to talk about is not putting so much pressure on self-help, which is probably funny because I feel like a lot of the conversations on my podcast are typically about self-improvement, being productive, my fitness journey, and that's a huge part of my life. But I've always said that it's a huge part of my life, but it's not my entire life. And there's so many other things in my life that come before self-improvement. And I don't think that that's a bad thing, even though, yes, it's so important to focus on yourself. And you should always put that energy towards yourself, honestly, before you put it towards other people. That's how I personally feel. I don't think that's selfish. I think that in the long run, you can only help other people and you can only be there for other people in your life if you're there for yourself first. And I'll always stand by that. And that's why I come out with episodes that hopefully help inspire you guys to focus more on yourself. But at the same time, I feel like I have to draw a line with self-improvement and know that I will not be perfect. And the bar that I'm setting for myself is realistic. And I think that when I have the mindset with self-help that I'm only going to put an effort to be 1% better every single day and not 100% better every single day, that helps me in moments where I do feel low or feel like I'm not doing enough. It reminds me to take a step back and think I am doing enough, because even just sitting here and thinking about it and wanting to do better is enough. And I also have to remind myself that my self-help situation in my life is going to be so different than everybody else's. And I think even being in my 20s, it's hard when I go and I hang out with someone or I FaceTime someone and they're talking about all the updates in their life. It's really easy to compare your situation with their situation. And even on the flip side, not wanting to share your successes maybe, or feeling insecure about talking about how you feel like you are working on yourself and you feel like maybe that'll make someone else feel the comparison feeling. And it's just a lot to think about and deal with in your 20s, because it's such a transformative time in our life. And it's also usually the years that you're setting yourself up for success for later on in your life. And I think with that comes that huge pressure of wanting to be perfect and also wanting to grind and kill it at whatever it is that you have goals for, whether that's obviously fitness, if you're trying to PR in the gym, if you're trying to have a structured workout routine that you're going to every single week, or maybe you started a business and you really want that to be successful, or you're in your first year at your new job and you want to be promoted. You know, I think on that hand of things, with, you know, talking to friends or sharing your successes and also hearing other people's successes, it's always just important to keep in your mind that your journey is so different than other people's journey. And sometimes the path that they have to take to get to their goal is going to be so different than yours, and the timeline is going to be different. So never compare two things that just can't be compared. You can't compete where you can't compare. It doesn't make sense to compare where maybe your finish line isn't even the same finish line as theirs. So I always have to remind myself that. And I also don't ever want to feel guilty for sharing my successes, even online or with friendships, because I think it's important to surround yourself with people and be that friend to people that don't have that comparison or jealousy. It's just a really positive friendship where you feel like you can genuinely be excited for them and they can genuinely be excited for you. I was just at a spin class. I've been going to an instructor named Patrick, and he's just so uplifting, and I feel like his positive attitude really does make me feel more positive, and that's why I love his class. I feel like I always find like one instructor at every studio I go to, and I just like continue to go to their class, and I do feel like that helps me build a community because I'm seeing the same faces, I'm seeing the same instructor, I'm hearing their style of music, and yeah, it just really helped me, especially moving out of Arizona. But he was saying in one of his spins that he really focuses on his friendships, and he thinks about who in his circle is there to actually be happy for him, be excited for him, help him get to point B. And I think that's such an important message, because our circle is honestly the most important thing in our life, our community. My friend Nat always says people need people, and I think that's so true. And I've just been really focusing on that lately too, just making sure that whoever I'm putting my energy into is putting the same amount of energy in me and uplifting me. And I'm just so grateful that honestly the past like 3 years of my life, I've built friendships that genuinely I can say I feel so supported in. And even just this past week of feeling low about certain things, I knew that I had such great girls in my life that I could go to and talk about it, and maybe not even talk about it either, just like be in their presence, text them, make small talk with them that makes me feel better. So yeah, I think even if you're at a place right now where you don't feel that yet, know that you will get there. And if you focus on that and you put the energy that you want to receive out of others into the friendships that you have, you will get that in return. My next pillar kind of goes off that, like I was saying, community. And I really have felt a huge difference in making an effort to go to the same classes, going to the gym at the same time, even working out with my friend. I used to be like, oh no, I love working out alone. I like spending time with myself. And I think because my career changed, I've noticed in the past year, honestly, like 6 months, that I genuinely like working out with other people. And it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to switch your opinion on something. And also maybe I just changed a little bit, and maybe I value that community feeling even more now, because I do feel like when you remove yourself from all of your best friends and all of your family from one state and you move to a different state, it's inevitable to have those lonely feelings. So any part of the day I can soak up where I feel like I have community, I'm going to do that. I was just saying to the instructor, I was just talking about how I love sitting on the side of the class. It's called sidebar at spin, where you're literally on the side of the class and you can see the entire class. I love sitting there because I just like grabbing energy from other people. Like, I will look out into the class when I feel like I cannot go any longer, I'm dying and my legs are hurting. I'll look out, and if I see somebody that's putting in so much effort, it genuinely makes me put in more effort. And I feel like when I sit in the back, which there's nothing wrong with sitting in the back 100%, I think everybody's so different, but when I sit in the back of the class, I feel like I don't grab as much energy from other people, and I don't get the social recharge that I'm looking for when I go to spin, because honestly, spin is so much more a mental health thing for me than it is a physical health thing. So yeah, just also testing out different things and figuring out what makes you feel best in different situations is really helpful. And I'm just really happy that I made the decision a couple of weeks ago, like a very conscious decision of I'm going to go to the same classes, I'm going to try and meet people, I'm going to talk to the girls at the front desk, I'm going to talk to the coach, and almost mimic what I had in Arizona with the spin studio that I went there, because I felt like I was lacking it here. And even just in the past couple of weeks, I feel like I've already made friends and like familiar faces, and I genuinely just get so excited when I book a class and know that I'm going to go the next day. And I actually rode on Podium on Thursday, which is so out of my comfort zone, especially because I have stage fright. I've always had stage fright, which is funny that I do social media, and I think that's where some of my anxiety comes from with social media. I just like don't like to be judged by others, and I don't like to be teared down by other people. So putting yourself in a situation where you're like literally spinning in front of an entire class, you're like sweating, it's hard, I definitely don't have as good of endurance as I've seen other people up there. So it was so stressful, honestly, at the beginning. Like I was with my friend Cindy, and I was just like stressing before we went. And then it was so easy peasy. It was so much fun. And I'm really happy that I followed through with that and put myself out of my comfort zone and completed something that I've done before. I've spun with some of my other friends on Podium in Arizona, but I was just so much more comfortable at that studio. So it did feel a lot more scary here. And I've also just been like in a different part of my life here. I think my confidence has definitely been knocked down a little bit just randomly throughout the past couple of years. And yeah, I honestly think that that boosted my confidence in a different type of way. So I'm happy I went through. I'm happy I followed through with that. And I'm happy that the instructor even like thought to ask me to go up there. That was really sweet and made me feel like, wow, my effort is being showed. Okay, the next one is discipline, which usually is like a weird word, I feel like. And I used to think of this word with like school, because I was always a student that never was turning in my homework on time, never was paying attention in class, never was putting in like hours of studying outside of class, until I really focused on the goal that I had with school. I remember specifically in college when I kind of turned a new leaf and I started thinking of the end game with school, which I never used to do when I was growing up. I was just like, oh, I have to be here, I have to do this and this, and I didn't really care. But once I started to put in effort because I did care, that's when I started having the discipline, and I noticed how big of a difference it made in my school career. So I've translated that and learned that lesson through other things in my life. And even just like keeping the house clean, I think of that as discipline. I think it's hard to do that. It's not something I naturally do. So when I push myself to do things that are hard, I think I feel the positive from it a lot deeper. So obviously everybody's discipline, that word is going to be so different. And I also have a lot of lenientness. I don't know if that's a word, but I have that in my life where it's okay to not be 100%. Like I said at the beginning, I can just be 1% better and I'm happy with that. But I do think that being disciplined is healthy for me. So it's something that I do put effort in many different ways in my life. And then the last thing that I wanted to talk about is environment. I think that my environment makes a huge difference in my life, because I am very sensitive and I'm trying to surround myself in environments that make me feel good. For example, Hunter and I love going on date nights. So I actually take time to look at different restaurants and look at the environment in these restaurants, what areas they're in, if it's like an area that I've never explored before, if it's exciting, and just having things to look forward to for one. And then for two, just my environment every single day. Am I going to the beach a lot? Am I going on walks a lot? Am I sitting in my room that's clean? Am I cooking in a kitchen that I actually wiped down the counters? I actually did the dishes, which, like, again, I don't do this every single day and I'm not perfect. There's always dishes in our sink. But I have been putting in an effort to make my environment more positive. And I think that can also translate into the people you surround yourself with, just all of that. So yeah, just putting an effort in it. And even on our walks, like, we have a specific walk that we love going on, and I'm gonna choose to do that over a random walk that maybe isn't as exciting. You know what I mean? So even if I have to like walk a little bit further to get to this walk, then I'm going to do that. Or if I have to drive there, or maybe one day a week driving and going on a hike, just putting myself in an environment that makes me feel good, I think is important and definitely helps me feel more inspired and just overall happier. So that is all the things that I have been focusing on. That's how I kind of get out of that quote unquote rut feeling. Or if I start to feel down about myself, my self-esteem, any of that, these things honestly really help me. So I hope that this episode inspired you guys to focus on whatever makes you feel better, whatever helps your confidence, and definitely share with me if you have anything else that you focus on. So yeah, I'm going to end the episode off here. My journal prompt this week is going to be inspired by my 2-week hiatus, and it's going to be, how can I take breaks throughout my life? So maybe that's waking up earlier to spend time on making your breakfast, if it's going on walks, if it's turning your phone off at 9 p.m. and watching TV. It's obviously going to be so different for everybody, and there's a million ways that I take breaks throughout my day. So I definitely want to like sit and journal and actually be mindful about the ways that I want to take breaks throughout the day and notice like, oh, there's actually a lot of moments that I can focus on myself, even in this really busy, hectic life that we're all living. So that is the journal prompt. And I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Let me know if there's any guests that you want on, or any fall episodes, winter episodes. I know it's too soon to talk about winter, but just planning until the end of the year. But I love you guys. Thank you so much for bearing with me when I take little breaks. And I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Have the best.